I will now call the October 7th, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
No, sir.
May I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. So the vote of 4-0, tonight's agenda is approved. For August 5th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes for August 5th, 2024.
Dr. Carson?
So need to abstain. I was absent on August 5th.
Okay. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I, too. So the vote of 3-0, the minutes for August the 5th, 2004 have been approved. Findings of fact for August 5th, 2004.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the findings of facts for August 5th, 2024.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson's abstaining?
I'll second that.
Okay.
We didn't have a second yet.
So we seconded that.
Yep.
Gotcha. And we got a vote. 3-0. That is approved. Additional business?
Did everyone have a chance to go over the 2025?
Yes.
That was in your packet.
Do we need them to approve that?
There was one comment I had. I had sent it off. I noticed there's a meeting on April the 21st. That's the Monday after Easter. Easter's late this
year.
Looks
like changed it to the 28th on our new draft.
Oh, the one I got 21 still.
No.
Okay. All right.
Mine says 28.
Okay.
So noted.
Yeah, the one I think that says 21st. So.
No, take that one.
Okay. I don't know if we can write it in.
Thank
you. Mr.
Chair, I move we approve the scheduled public hearings for 2025 as amended.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And so the vote of 4-0, the schedule for 2024 Board of Adjustment has been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also, I believe Ms. Norwood was going to jump into this. There's a vote before you regarding accessory dwelling units. This is a new ordinance that took effect this past summer with regard to a change in the county code. And as we were referring to garage studio apartments, we now are using the term accessory dwelling unit. And that does lead to some changes. The size limitation on a garage studio apartment was 800 square feet. Changes that maximum threshold to 1,000 square feet, but it can't be more than 50% of the gross area of the prime dwelling on the property. Like with a garage studio apartment, you're required to have one parking space. There is a site plan approval is required from the planning office. That can be done administratively if the lot is greater than 10,000 square feet. However, if the lot is less than 10,000 square feet, it does require that the applicant seek a use exception before the Board of Adjustment. I think the idea there was to, we had seen variance requests, as the board notes, things were slightly over 800 square feet, or properties that were much larger than 10,000 square feet, where you have a second dwelling unit on the property. And Mr. Whitehouse has put together a memo that explains that for the board's benefit. So wanted to bring the up to speed on that. I know we have one this evening. It's, I believe, the first one we under that new ordinance. So this was more of a benefit for the board in regard to that. I don't know if there's any questions with regard to those changes, but we do have that memo for you.
We need a motion?
motion or anything?
Nope, you don't need to do any action on it. It was more for benefit for the board and also the public too, to hear that.
Have anything you'd like to tell us?
Oh, when we go through the speech?
Yeah.
Can do that. What's that?
Ready.
I'm ready. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and a proceed in an order and ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should consult in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap ability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comment on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions of others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. If you, for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn to silent service for the duration of the meeting. And please be advised that the chair has the right to limit unduly repetitive, irrelevant, or provocative testimony. Also, when you come up to the podium, there is a button at the microphone. And make sure that you hit that so the light is green. That indicates that your mic is on. If not, it's not recording and doesn't hear as well. Thank you.